It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hello, Andy here, and this is our very newest, shiny, brand spanking delightful Hot or Not podcast, where we've got all the best bits from our latest show on Monday the 24th of November. In this podcast, we'll be giving you ample servings of this.
No. Gary's my crumpet, and I just want to put butter on him.
A dollop of this.
Oh, call me Marilyn and get over here and give me a hug, you big fat purple teddy bear.
And a portion of this. Angelina Jolie has king-sized hands, Pamela Anderson has spidery hands, and David Beckham has monster hands. So enjoy the podcast. Thanks very much for downloading it. And don't forget to listen carefully, because somewhere in this is the answer to this week's competition. It happens in the next 20 minutes.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Right, time to welcome this week's special guest onto the show. He's a man who literally needs no introduction. Star of stage, the small, the big screen. He's also a TV presenter, a reality judge, and finally, kind of where it all started, a singer, really.
Yeah.
Is it not? Yeah, exactly.
West End.
Yeah, West End.
West End leading man.
Oh, just a leading man, just to be called a leading man. There's literally nothing John Barrowman cannot do. John, welcome back.
Hi, Andy.
You have had an incredible career
yeah.
over the last, 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years.
It's 20 years.
Yeah.
Because obviously you did Live and Kicking when I did Live and Kicking right back in the day in, 95 maybe?
It was 94, 95.
Are you amazed at just how multi-talented and all? Did you always know you could do everything?
No, the thing is, I've always wanted to do a lot of stuff, but I've never looked at it that way, how you're saying I knew I could do everything. And things for me were a challenge. I mean, when I started working with you, I'd never
done TV
presenting at all. So I had to learn by watching you and Emma and things like that. And which was great, because you guys helped more so than other people in the organization, which was another story. Read the book.
Yeah. Amazon, yeah. Slightly cheaper.
Yes. But I look at things for me for a challenge. If someone asks me to do something, if I think I'm going to have fun at it, that's the most important thing. And I know you're that way. Mm. You got to have fun in your work.
Yeah.
And if you do have fun, then I'm going to try it and do it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
So when you record music, because they are all very different disciplines. So this album, it's your second sort of pop album.
Yeah, yeah. But you said pop album. What I'm not out to be is a pop star.
No, that's true. Yeah, which I wouldn't say you were at all.
No. I'm out to be someone who makes an album, makes some good albums, that music that people enjoy, and get some radio play and have a good time doing it.
So, with this album, the second, why did you decide to do another one? Was it just because you had so many things you wanted to do, songs you wanted to cover?
Well, yeah. As soon as I finished the first one, I realized that there was a lot more that I wanted to do. And it's also, these albums are a way for me to express myself musically, to let people kind of in and know who I am through music and song. And also, the record company came to me and said, we want you to do another one, because the first one actually was quite successful.
Right.
And ironically, because of this one now, even before it's the first day out, they're already talking about the third one.
That's amazing.
I'm absolutely ecstatic about.
Got a track on this album by Gary Barlow.
Yes.
Was it great to work with him?
I didn't work with him in writing it. Gary, what happened? The first album, the record company said to me, what would be your dream? I said, to have a song written by Gary Barlow.
Oh, fantastic.
Nothing ever said about it. The first album came out, did really well. Went in for the second meeting for the next album. I always give about 3 pages of songs I want to sing.
Yep.
Handed it over. Before I even said anything, Joe Charrington said, here's your Gary Barlow track. And I went, shut up.
And what's this about? You know, I've read the notes. It says here. Do you know how I distance myself with the words? It says here. it's been reported you have a fantasy involving Gary Barlow and a lift.
Yeah, and butter.
Do you know what? I genuinely don't want to know.
Gary's my crumpet.
Yes.
And I just want to put butter on him. And I'd like to be stuck in an elevator with you, Gary. So text me.
With a bar of Anchor. Slightly salty.
Yeah.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
Heat Radio.
It's rewind time now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat magazine.
This is Heat.
So on the front cover, over 6 pages of Bridget Jones coverage. Unbelievable. There's also on here, Brian, but not Dowling, obviously. I mean, Brian McFadden. At last, Brian tells us everything. The real reason we split. The emotional phone call. Also, a picture of Nadia, who's back with her big brother X. So if I go to that page, where is it? Nadia. Here we go. Nadia. Nadia and love rat Ricardo spend the night together. Good. Also in it, as I said, 6 pages of Bridget Jones coverage. We love Bridget Jones. Lots of pictures of the lady, Renee Zellweger. There she is, pages and pages. How I put on 2 stone for Bridget and how I lost it all afterwards. Also inside the magazine, on this page, as I mentioned, it's on the cover. Brian talking for the first time. Brian, Kerry asked me if I loved her anymore, and I just said no. Obviously got away with words there, Brian. Well done, but let's be honest, best thing that ever happened to you. And also here, quirky story in this this edition of Heat Magazine from a year gone by. Are you any the wiser? It talks about the size of people's hands. So Sarah Jessica Parker, it describes as having freaky hands. Angelina Jolie has king-sized hands. Pamela Anderson has spidery hands. And David Beckham has monster hands. So those are some really random stories from an edition of Heat Magazine from a year gone by. The fact of the matter is, you have to try and guess what was the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Okay, joining us now to discuss the big cinema release of the week, it's Heat's film editor, Charles Gant. Charles, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
What are we looking at in the cinema this week?
Vince Vaughn, who did a Christmas movie last year with Fred Claus,
yes,
is back on that festive bandwagon again with Reese Witherspoon. And basically, the idea behind this film is very much like Meet the Parents quadrupled. So they're Vince and Reese trying to get away at Christmas, avoid their families, booked a holiday to San Francisco, fog descends, all flights are cancelled. They appear on the local news doing a report on what, you know, the airport problems. And of course, all their parents know that they're in town. And their parents are all divorced. So they've got his mum, her mum, his dad, her dad. 4 sets of festive family hell. Meet the Parents style.
Good time for the clip, I think.
Indeed.
Well, give me a hug, okay? Oh, okay. And you must be Brad.
Miss Kincaid.
Oh, call me Marilyn and get over here and give me a hug, you big fat purple teddy bear.
So I assume all the parents are very different.
They're all very different, yeah. And, you know, it's a funny film. I've got to say that. Vince Vaughn clearly improvising a lot, doing his sort of sarcastic show-off character that he does so well. Mm-hmm. Reese, sort of a bit more of a reactive personality. She's kind of got, probably because she had absolutely no idea what he was going to say next during the making of the movie. So it's hard for her to be funny.
Yep.
A little bit slapstick. If you've seen the trailer, oh my God, I do hate the trailer so much. I was really, really dreading the movie because I just thought, God, if this is the funniest stuff in a film, God help
them. I saw the trailer when I went to see James Bond, I think, actually.
Right. Believe me, the film is a whole lot better.
Than the trailer.
The trailer.
Okay,
yeah.
4 Christmases. Charles, is it hot or not?
You know what? This film, I think it delivers, and I think it's going to be a huge hit, and I am giving it a hot.
I stood here and didn't think you would, so that's fantastic. All right, Charles, well, look, thank you very much indeed.
Lovely
to see you. Charles will be back here next week reviewing another film.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Roll on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
Heat Radio.
John Barrowman's still here. I have to say, John, your song was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I mean, just
I appreciate that. Because
really,
you would say if you didn't like it.
Honestly,
good.
That was really, really nice. Okay,
thank
look,
you.
I know you've got to go because you're a busy man. What are you doing tonight? You off to the Ivy?
No. I went to the Ivy over the weekend.
Oh, fair enough.
I don't want to go there too often during the week.
Go to Nobu.
No. You took me to Nobu,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, we did.
Because is it the cod?
The black cod. There's a restaurant in London called Nobu. It is quite possibly the most expensive restaurant, if you're listening, that you will ever go to.
Mm.
But the food is outstanding.
Delicious, and you must have the black cod.
But think mortgage repayment. That's how much it costs.
You only go once a year.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, John, here we go. Is this hot or not? You just tell me if it's hot or not and your reason why.
Okay.
John Sargent.
Not.
Because?
Well, because it's over and done with, and he was ready to go. And the only thing I'll say on top of that is, can you imagine him doing the jive or the chaw, chaw, chaw? The man couldn't do it. So he kind of left before he had to. His decision, BBC are being gracious, paying back the money, but he should pay his fans back the money.
I agree with you. I think I don't think he should. You know, if I'd invested money and time in both of him, he shouldn't be allowed to just walk off the show.
Exactly.
I feel quite strongly. The next Doctor Who.
I know who it is.
You don't.
I do. Do you want me to tell you? This is off, right?
Yeah, this is off. Don't you just say.
John Sargent.
Oh. But knowing the BBC, they'll be like, well, let's use him for something. It'll be Jonathan Ross. They want their money back. Yes. They're like, let's put Jonathan Ross as the doctor. That can be his payback. Okay, Botox.
I can't say not, and I can't say hot. I have to kind of say in between because I have tried it.
Oh, did you? Whereabouts? Yeah, on the forehead?
I tried it on the forehead, but I didn't do it. I did it in the middle, and I did a little bit here, just on the eyes. But what I found is when I raised my eyebrows, I had these peaks.
Right.
I can't do it because I need my expression. Yeah. But I've tried it. I don't disagree with stuff like that. So I guess I do have to say hot.
Okay.
And I also love Brie from Desperate Housewives because her face doesn't move.
I mean, again, surgery of any description. But Sharon Osbourne, the best advert for it. She looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She reckons she spent like $3 million, but she does look amazing.
Yeah. Fantastic. And if it makes you feel better, then you go ahead and do it.
Absolutely. And finally, James Bond.
Hot. I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about Daniel Craig personally.
All right, okay. No, James Bond, I have to say hot. And also because, Daniel Craig, yes, personally, he is very hot. And I'm sure all ladies and men who are that way inclined agree with me. But I have a real kind of fantasy about James Bond. And I auditioned for them many, many years ago.
Really?
And they said to me, come back in about 20 years.
Ouch.
So... You know,
so that's why you stop the Botox. You can age faster. Let's be honest. Stop the Botox. I need to be James Bond in 20 years.
Yeah. So who knows? That would probably never happen. But it was nice to have the audition and to meet with them and stuff like that.
I only had an internet rumor. They said I was going to be the first black James Bond.
Really?
Yeah. And it was quite, and people were finding out, is he going to be James Bond?
We've got America, has a black president. Say never.
My uncle, Barack. Look, John, I know you got to go. There's a table waiting for you somewhere in central London.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming. Really lovely to see you. We love the song. Don't forget, the album was out today. Music, music, music. And if you want to win a signed copy of John's album, make sure you enter Top of the Tops online at www.heatradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Competition time now on the Hotcast, where there's another great prize pack up for grabs. Listen to this. X-Files, The Truth Is Out There on DVD, plus an X-Files cap, T-shirt and keyring. Fred Claus, starring Vince Vaughn. Little Britain, USA. Merlin, Volume 1. ER Season 13, Grumpy Old Women Live, Lee Evans Live, 10 Years of Westlife. Put me down for that. Kaiser Chiefs Live at Ellen Road. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? 10th Anniversary DVD Game. New albums from The Killers, Lamar, our guest John Barrowman, Coldplay, Kanye West, James Blunt and Craig David. A Body of Lies, Satchel and Notebook. I love that. And Kelly Brook's new fragrance, Vivacious. I'm sure that smells lovely. So to win all of that in this week's special Hotcast competition, exclusive to you, the Hotcast listener, all you've got to do is answer me this question. Tell me, John Barrowman has a fantasy about a lift, butter, and which male pop star? So who does John Barrowman have a fantasy about in a lift, some butter, and a male pop star? If you think you know the answer, just send it to studio@heatradio.com. Make sure you include your contact details and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner.
Heat Radio.
This is Andy Peters on the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other great shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from Out of the Blue last week, where comedian Michael McIntyre dropped in.
This is Heat.
Out of the Blue with Ford on Heat. We're joined by an icon of the 80s, from Police Academy to Cocoon and Three Men and a Baby. All over the place then. Now he's in the UK to make his panto debut next month. The legendary Steve Guttenberg is on the line. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you, sir?
I'm really great. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm not so bad. I'm not so bad.
You look really handsome today, by the way.
Well, you're a very kind man. Coming from someone like you, what can I say?
I always notice the handsome guys.
How excited are you about the panto? And be honest with me, what did you know about pantomime before this?
I am thrilled about doing a panto here in Bromley at the Churchill Theatre. And I've seen a few pantos before and just always loved them as much as everybody here.
Yeah.
I actually got to see Ian McKellen do a panto.
Oh, you did? Oh, right.
Yeah, and I think I saw Aladdin once and over my years being here. And I'm really looking forward to it. We start December 5th. And Helen Lederer is in it, and
sure.
Laura Hamilton, and we're going to have a great time.
So what's going on now then? When did you fly in?
I flew in on last Tuesday.
Right.
And just have had a great time here. I went and saw Billy Elliot, which is one of the best shows in the West End. Just had a great time.
So how are people with you on the streets? I mean, you're going to be recognized all over the place.
Yeah, actually, I pay people when they recognize me. I give everybody a pound.
A pound? That's not bad.
Yeah, so far I've given out 3 pounds.
Oh, really? Okay. So seriously, though, people have been spotted. I mean, do you go out in town? I mean, you're sort of wandering around, having a look around and stuff?
Yeah, I've been, I'm staying not far from Buckingham Palace, so I've been jogging around there. And
Now, this is with the shorts on this time, right?
Shorts on. who jogs with their shorts on? What are you talking about?
This has been on our website here.
Come on,
the famous
talking about, Paul?
Steve Guttenberg, yeah? Jogging without any shorts on, yeah. And it's slightly blurred. So yeah. You know, you're going to be shorts on then purely for this country, because I know people are going to follow you, hoping the shorts are going to be off, Steve.
Well, you know what? I can tell you something. If you jog without shorts on in this country, you become very popular.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was jogging just this morning.
Yeah.
And I had several solicitors following me. I don't know if they were thinking they were going to get some business or they were going to sue me.
Sure.
But it was a good time. Sure, you said shorts or sure?
Shorts on the shorts, actually.
Yeah, it's a good video. I hope everybody tunes in.
And I tell you, funny enough, I remember talking about jogging. The other thing, I remember, you still do the roller skating? Because I remember the opening scene of that Village People film, you on the roller skates.
Mm.
That was pretty impressive. Do you still skate?
I do a lot of roller skating, actually, just in my own home.
Do you really?
I don't do it outside.
See, you're Hollywood stars. You've probably got a really big house. You can roller skate everywhere.
I do, actually. My house is 10,000 miles long.
That's pretty big.
The biggest house in the world.
That is amazing. But can you go up the stairs or do you stay all completely on one level?
Well, no, it's only 4 inches wide.
That's
so I can't really have people over, but I really enjoy the space.
And also, lucky you're as slim as you are.
I am. I am. I'm only 2 inches wide.
Because then, quite frankly, then you'd be stuck. And what a waste of a house, really.
What a waste of a house, it's true.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests. Only on Heat Radio.
Time to put you out of your misery and tell you, if you guessed this week's Rewind correctly, podcast people, I can reveal the year was November the 24th, the year 2004.
This is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from John Barrowman that you didn't hear on the air.
Heat Radio.
Right, listen, let's talk about television. Torchwood's going to BBC One.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must be thrilled.
I'm totally thrilled. The interesting thing about Torchwood, Andy, is we started on 3, broke all the records, moved to 2, still broke records, and then they decide to move us to 1. Now, each time we do that, we have to prove ourselves again.
Yeah.
So constantly we're proving ourselves. And this time on BBC One, rather than putting a series, like a full series of 13 episodes where people would just go, oh, it's another series, we have to make an impact. Mm-hmm. We have to, so they're doing what they call event television, and it's a Monday to Friday, kind of like a mini series.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a 24 kind of feel to
Lovely.
It. And Monday night, cliffhanger, Tuesday, cliffhanger, Wednesday, cliffhanger every night till you get to the penultimate episode on the Friday. And it's going to be exciting. It's packed with adventure. You'll learn a lot about Captain Jack.
That was really odd.
You learn a lot about Captain Jack, and there'll be some new faces, there'll be some deaths, so all sorts of stuff will be going on. And then hopefully, for Series 4, I would like to say, I'd like to come back with like 10 or 12 episodes.
Okay, so I mean, success, and you've got the John Barrowman show next year as well.
Well, that I can't really talk about.
Oh, can't you?
No.
Is that top secret?
It's top secret.
I don't even remember who told me.
Yeah.
Probably
I think I did. Andy, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, I don't know why I said that. It's just written here. Maybe he's heard something I don't know. So let's talk about the future plans.
Yes.
Because obviously you're doing a panto this year.
Yeah.
In whereabouts?
Birmingham.
In Birmingham. So it's a nice area, easy to get to.
Yep, very easy. It's Robin Hood. And it's called, obviously a pantomime because it's Christmas, but it's also a pantomime adventure.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing something slightly different. This show has been written for me by Paul Elliott, who is also works with Kudos.
Yeah.
And I've done panto for them, for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I've actually signed a deal with them to do the next 2 years, which I probably shouldn't talk about also, but it's an exclusive here.
This is Heat.
Well, can you believe it? We've come to the end of our podcast. Make sure you join us next week for the show, Monday from 8. I'll see you then.
Do it.
Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.